Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Welcome to Conscious Conversations. DJ, good to see you, man.
You too, man.
How are you? Way too long, man. A few weeks out of the country now, I'm like, oh, just back, glad to be back here.
You're an American again, Charles.
American again. Yeah, that's all good. I did miss a few things, obviously, while I was away.
Yeah, especially in the sports world,
yeah,
right?
Especially in the sports
world. Some of it had to do with sport.
Sport, yeah. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
I don't know if this had to do with sport, unfortunately. Of course, I know you know about Ime Udoka.
I do.
Head coach for the Boston Celtics, who has been suspended for a year. And the interesting thing about it is he was suspended for behavior that we all can agree, you know, you shouldn't be having an affair outside your marriage, right? And so he was doing that. He had a consensual, we believe, consensual relationship with a female member of the Boston Celtics staff, who I wasn't aware who that individual is. Apparently now that person has been named. But I find it interesting only because, well, more than only, but I think there's a few things. One, why are we talking about someone having an affair? I mean, you can imagine in these types of organizations, from players to management to whoever, like these things happen. I'm not saying they should. But to rise to the level of one becomes a public story, and two, coach gets suspended for a year because of it. What are the underpinnings that we don't know about that are happening there? I saw something related to something that was unwanted advances. I don't know what that means. What is your take? What are you hearing?
Number of things that are curious. I think, so why are we hearing about it? And why is it being played out the way it is? I think a couple of reasons. One is apparently and allegedly the Boston Celtics have a policy where there's no tomfoolery allowed between
look that up in Wikipedia.
Between staff members. And I don't know if there is a hierarchical aspect to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the the person who's higher on the ladder, mm-hmm. so to speak,
right, right.
is the one that ends up being culpable.
Mm-hmm.
She was allegedly married or is allegedly married to a senior vice president at the Celtics.
At the Celtics.
Allegedly. And obviously he allegedly has at least a partnership with Nia Long, who's also, or at one time was a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. She's not a celebrity anymore?
At least one time she was. I'm not saying she wasn't, but we know at one time
correct.
She was.
Yeah, we do
yes,
know that.
Yeah. Well, she is now, right?
I mean, again. So. Okay.
And here's the thing.
And they do have a child together.
They do.
Apparently.
They do have a child together. And I think the other thing that becomes curious is he's suspended. That's a big deal. And we're starting to already hear murmurings that there were other dalliances that have taken place. So I think there are a number of reasons. What do I think is unfortunate about it? Obviously, more people are affected than them by this whole thing. Obviously, if it's who we think it is, she has a husband in the organization that's impacted, potentially a family, as does he. Not in the organization, but you know, he has a family. And I think it's unfortunate for them. I think the other reminder is that in a corporate environment, you don't make the rules. Mm. So if this happened in LA with the Lakers, which I think little Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson had a very open relationship.
Very open. I mean, you're talking about coach
right.
and owner. Owner, of the team.
Right? Does it get much more flagrant foul than that? I mean,
But apparently they're both unattached. So I don't know if that matters.
I don't think that was the issue.
I don't think that was the issue either. I got the sense that when they, what I read the other day was that when management found out about the relationship, the consensual part of the relationship was that they found out in July. And then they, I guess, hired a law firm, did an investigation. And then some other things came out of that investigation, which is where we got this phrase of unwanted advances. And which I don't understand when both parties have said, yeah, this was consensual. I mean, look, it doesn't mean that someone can't at some point say, well, I don't want this anymore. And the other person can't say, well, I really do. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I can think of a number of scenarios, and this isn't necessarily the one, but it could be a scenario where if other folks found out and presented this to one of the parties, hey, this is what I'm hearing, it gets back to a family member. Maybe I have to position it as this wasn't wanted in the first place. I don't know.
So that there's some, I don't know, brick wall. I don't know. Makes you wonder because, again, it does go back to that whole thought of the hierarchy and, you know, is there undue influence, that sort of thing.
And maybe that was the storyline and then the investigation ensued and then it was like, it's a little deeper than that. Maybe there was more to it, and then we found out, wow, they actually had a consensual relationship going on.
Realistically speaking, though, does he coach again?
I think he does. And we haven't talked about Sarver, which we'll save that for next one, too. Right?
We have to save that for Larry.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think he will. I think he will. I also think, because we've seen what I will say is worse, and guys continue to play, because at the end of the day, there was an aspect of this that was consensual. I think the other part will come out in terms of the unwanted advances. What did those look like, even if it matters at this point?
And what about the the sort of male-female dynamic here where, you know, there's a lot of outrage around some of the media coverage that led a lot of people to start to go, well, who was it, right? And so they start this whole process of like, okay, well, here's who works in the organization. Could have been her. Which I can understand that being, one, really invasive, and two, it doesn't feel good if you're in the organization, you work in the organization. Because I got a few photos of people that were allegedly could possibly be that person. And, you know, it's a little embarrassing to have to come back and say, well, that's really not who it is. And it's not really cool. But at the same time, you know, is it a real true narrative that women are being exploited in a way in this conversation or this particular scenario?
I think in this case, it happened to be women.
Yeah. For sure.
That's how I would look at it.
So it's not necessarily a bigger issue, if you will. It's just in this particular circumstances, it turns on this power struggle between a man and a woman in an organization where perhaps this obviously should not have occurred.
It could have been avoided by the man and the woman. I think this is an opportunity.
Which is a big piece of it.
Yeah, right.
It could have been avoided by both.
Nobody forced you to have a consensual relationship.
Correct.
To begin with. Yeah, so I think if someone wants to carve this out and Mr. Potato Head this thing into a gender issue, you could probably do that. Personally, I think in this instance, there was some women who probably had their personal lives affected. Right, with pictures shooting around.
Yeah, they got pictures shooting around, you go home, whatever. And your husband's like, hey, right? Exactly. I mean, that could be disastrous for a lot of people for no good reason, right?
But we also know that you get through that and you do move on, right? Yep. You go back and you do your job. And that's not being insensitive, that's just being real. I mean, is it potentially traumatic? I'm sure it is, but it's not you. So we move on.
Well, yeah, and look, I'm not trying to say that just because you work for, you know, the Boston Celtics that you're susceptible to this type of coverage, but the reality is you're working in an organization at the highest level of sport.
Absolutely.
And you're not immune from any sort of, you know, you show up at a game sometime, you might, you know, depending on your role and what you do, there may be some media coverage that you're exposed to in your job or your role. So it's really no different. The fact that something like this gets illuminated, of course, there's a big spotlight on the entire organization. And we all know that this stuff is fair game, unfortunately. And, you know, it's just part of the deal.
Yeah, it is part of it. It's part of the role that you accept when you're with arguably the most popular organization, at least in Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that.
Hands down.
So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, you're gonna have to experience some of that, unfortunately. So what happens from here, man? I think he will coach again. That's not me being an opponent or proponent for him coaching again. I think that'll happen how it's supposed to happen. He's very talented at what he does, and he probably should have been considered as a head coach longer or well before he was. So I think he probably will. The team's had success. But it will be interesting who's going to be the first to hire him. Because we've seen it in football over and over again.
I don't want to overextend this, but the first to hire him?
He's done in Boston.
He works for the Boston Celtics right now.
He's supposed to. he's suspended from the Boston Celtics, right? I don't see him going back, Charles. I just think more is going to play out, and it's not going to be in his favor.
Well, my take will be, if you're correct that he won't coach for the Boston Celtics, then my summation was that he won't be coaching at all. I say he either coaches for the Celtics next year, which I think I agree with you. Those chances of him working again as a head coach for the Boston Celtics, I don't know how high those chances are.
I don't think he can.
And if he doesn't coach for the Celtics,
he's not coaching again.
I don't know that he coaches anywhere else. Not right now. And I don't know how you move out of this situation and go 2-3 more years down the road and someone thinks about you for a head coaching job. Maybe somebody puts out an olive branch or, you know, former coach, maybe Pop rehires him and, you know, rehabilitates his name or whatever the case may be. But I don't know. I think that's going to be a tough road. What I will say is that I wish the best for everyone. It's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
And, it's a difficult one for that organization and for all the people in that organization, men and women. And wish everyone the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need to talk about the Sarver down the road. And there was another one that just left my mind that I think we need to talk about as well. But it'll come back to me. But
you know who we need to get on to talk about that. I'm not going to mention any names.
I know who it is. Yeah. I know who it is, and he's been very clear about his perspective on this thing.
Very clear. So, well, thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.